You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Stone cold. Don't you know you are my heartache?
I'm gonna make it, and I know that I gotta stay patient.
What?
And I know that I'll find my place, and I'm sick just like an AIDS patient. Stay hungry, never complacent. Making up for the time that I wasted. First I break it, then replace it. Oh, this shit's so fresh.
Like, what if I had that person in my studio? What if I just went ahead and splurged for you motherfuckers? You're listening to My Sexy Podcast, and today's guest, I could not be happier to have her in my fucking presence. Put all your pussies together for little freckles. Little freckles. Little freckles. Not little, right? Take the T's out.
No.
L-I-L.
It's too corny to have T's.
Frex. T's are corny.
T's are corny.
Not confidence is corny, right? In hip-hop.
Right. Not having confidence is corny, which is why I'm the corniest.
I know, I had the volume down. Listen, it's callback on this podcast. Is that the sound effect cues are willy nilly as fuck.
Send them off.
Willy nilly as fuck. You know what? I'm a self-made sound effect millionaire. I tried to spin it in a confident way. Listen, did you say, when you said what you said, did you mean I'm so confident?
It meant that I'm like not confident, which is what makes me corny.
Okay. But in your music, you're pretty confident.
Right. And then I walk out on the street and I'm like, there's a fashion show happening and I'm losing it. I like that.
You're losing it in the street. I mean, it's, yeah, these streets are fucking...
I was in Brooklyn like 2 nights ago and I was just like, I am losing the fashion show. All my clothes are made of cotton. I'm wearing Toms because they're comfortable. But there's like, aren't real shoes. And I was like, I have to go back to Queens right away.
Comfortable shoes all the time. If you're not wearing comfortable shoes, you're, I get it. But handle it, you know, like you've got to either wear them and be comfortable, like find a way to be comfortable. But if you're lying to yourself about being comfortable, then like, isn't that just trying hard?
Right. It's TTH, trying too hard.
TTH!
If I had my way, I would just wear flip-flops all the time. But you're not allowed to do that in New York, which is why I need to move to Cape Cod right away.
If that was your next, if that was your career. So when I begged Lil Frex to come in here. When I just got on my texty hands and knees and was like, please, I know it's the Upper West Side, but I'll get you Gatorade.
$5,000.
So we negotiated a rate.
$5,000.
Which I feel like I'm winning.
Right.
Why the fuck can't I? Yes. Okay. I'm sorry for the meltdown. I mean, clearly, sometimes doing a podcast, you actually expose an ugly side of yourself, you know, like just someone who's like trying to keep a conversation going, trying to play sound effects, admitting that they're desperate for you to be here.
How did you even decide to do a podcast?
They said do a podcast and I was like, you want me? I'm not okay, hold on.
Do you ever feel sensitive? I feel so sensitive.
Yeah,
I'm like, in Brooklyn you felt sensitive. Right, in Brooklyn I felt sensitive.
Because you look around and people are fucking, everybody's
like,
pretty thin.
Did you make that vest? Everybody's thin.
Everybody
made their own vest. There's a lot of leather. And I'm like, everything is just cotton and cozy. And I'm just like, am I even a human? Am I even
young? No, but that's the part of you. But then when you get to the confident part of you, you're like, fuck yeah, I'm cozy as fuck.
Like, cozy as fuck. I'm wearing pajamas that look like prison pants. And ding. Was it a metronome?
That's just, that one's called bottle cork.
You
I've got very limited sound effects.
you should erase that one right away.
Okay, hold on. How about this one?
Boop. That's a good one. You should only play that.
Yeah, I should have that on standby, have your music on standby, and then chill and have a fucking conversation. Okay, where did you grow up?
Okay, I grew up in a place called Westchester, New York, which is...
Andrew, you're touching my penis, and it's got a microphone on it. You know that my dick has a mic on it. You tried to get that sneaky little peen touch? Okay, you grew
that
up in...
That was one of my favorite jokes that you did the other night. You're
which
like,
one?
I just love the peen.
Yeah, I just started doing that one. It's funny, the evolution of...
I just love the peen, man.
Yeah, that's like so, because I used to have like a joke being like, well, obviously I'm gay, you know what I mean? But it's so much more fun to make them horrified that I don't know that I'm gay.
Pain. I just like loved it. It was, just, like, it was so beautiful. I just wanted to like put a hat on it.
I think that night it was a show at Union Hall. It was Sashir's show, right?
Yep.
And was it Sashir's?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, yeah, and then that one was the one night that this one worked where I said, My husband is just, he's divine. It's like me and him. I did this whole thing of like, he took me to Central Park, piggyback ride. I held his dick like a joystick and just like left and right. And then I tried to replicate that. And it never got back to me.
Oh, well, you had it for that one.
I had
moment,
that Central Park moment.
There's that.
For a minute. Take me to where you're born.
Okay, yeah. So I grew up in like the suburbs. It's pretty terrible.
Suburbs of?
New York.
New York subs?
Yeah, Westchester.
Oh,
in a town
yeah.
called Eastchester.
Okay, everything.
Which doesn't even make sense.
Eastchester and
like
Westchester?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you lying?
Maybe.
I want the fucking truth.
It's really hard for me to tell
you
the $5,
truth.
I didn't pay you $5,000.
For lies. Frex.
Come in here. Talk to me about
Westchester. Little baby Frex. What about siblings?
I have one brother. He's a jazz drummer.
Everybody music.
Yeah.
Is my hypothesis so far.
Yep. So far, everybody.
That's what I do. I let my guests answer one fact. And I'm like, your family's magical. But, you know, your dad's got a mean streak.
This all comes back to my dad. And I have two stepbrothers.
Two stepbrothers.
Mm-hmm.
Coolie coolies?
Yeah, coolie, sure.
Pretty coolie. Is
sure,
it coolie other way? I mean, like, is it not? I'm like offering you the positive checkbox.
Yeah,
check
a fun
box,
twist
but...
of event. This is a fun story.
Give it.
Which I hope to make millions of dollars off one day. So maybe
God.
I shouldn't say it on your podcast.
Wait, no. Work it out. I mean, we could share the million.
Yeah, you just. My stepbrother, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
He's my best friend growing up, and then, he's now my stepbrother.
Oh,
crazy. One of those classic twists of my dad moved across the street.
That's cute. Okay, wait. What was the drums of that, though?
Do we have to go into it?
No, we don't have to. We don't have to.
Divorce, death,
Shit. Oh, shit. Literally.
Play me a sound effect.
We just got a live review of the show so far. You know, here's the thing. So then we were texting, and then I was saying, like, all I really care about is secrets. Sometimes if you care about secrets, you're going to poke too far. You're going to get into a corner where someone's like, get the fuck out.
What are you, Barbara Walters?
Yeah. No, I try to be, but it's like.
I guess I did bring it up, so bad on me.
Okay.
I started going to therapy, like, 6 months ago, and this is how most of it goes, where she asked me questions, and I'm like.
No, thanks.
I'm like, I'd rather not get into it. She's like, that's what you're paying me for. And I'm like, I'd really rather not go into it. So.
Really?
Yeah, well, I don't say it like that.
You are a guardie.
Oh yeah, no, I have like the pentagon built up around like one single flower in the middle of my heart.
The pentagon, one single flower.
She's like, how do you feel about that? I'm like, good. She's like, that's not a feeling. I'm like, okay, well, what are you, Einstein? Get out of my face. Oh, this is a good song. We tried to make a feminist song. The song's called Feminist Kings, and then the hook just ended up being Real Men Eat Pussy, Fuck Boys Give Roses.
Okay, yo, say that again, sorry.
You're just going to want to fast forward to the chorus. Real men eat pussy, fuck boys give roses.
Yes!
I was like, well, I tried to make it inspirational, but I guess that is inspirational.
Mononucleosis, amphetamine psychosis, I'm the hostess with the mostest. Dead poets want to quote this, yoga bitch with no tits. Jerking off to Grey's Anatomy and Full Lotus. Go to the Oval Office and cop head from POTUS. If you're not tongue deep, here's your final notice. Real men eat pussy, fuck boys give roses.
Make yes! So good! Dude, I mean, I fucking am so excited that I found you at Union Hall and put you in my goddamn pocket. And I want to get to the Pentagon, but...
I know, but it's like...
It's
so
gotta be
hard.
Protected. Okay.
It's so
no,
hard.
But like we clearly we hit some like
even my therapist is like afraid to push it because she's just afraid of what's gonna like what she's gonna find in there because I'm not even sure what's in there.
Are you like inside? You're like a mafia boss type.
I think inside I'm just like a small like fat baby.
I think
there's a fat baby running this
Pentagon.
There's
a fat baby making all these decisions in therapy, being like,
who is in charge here?
And not give her the right to know that.
I'm constantly like, I need to go see the boss about this. But then I'm like, who's the boss? Who's
I
in charge
pudding.
Here?
I want pudding! So, okay, Gardasia is up. But you were saying earlier when I was playing the song that you wanted to write a feminist song. Tell me about that. I mean, what a cool shift. How did she get out of there?
We were dying and now we're going to live again.
No, this is like the kind of like what happens on this podcast all the time. It's just a little, it's a learning process of how to speak to another.
It's so hard talking to other people.
Yeah. And keeping the ball in the air because these motherfuckers listening, if I don't
Is anyone listening?
Oh, there's people listening. Thousands.
Thousands?
We have over 200,000 listens.
Oh, wow.
In 40 episodes.
That's pretty good.
But, like, that's pretty good.
That's very good.
So thank you to our listeners.
That's way more than, like, the one listener when I talk to myself at home.
I know. I know. That's why I thought it was interesting for you to come in. To the haters. So Westchester, Eastchester, and Westchester. Mm-hmm. When did you decide? Wait, I was already going to ask you about the feminist song, but maybe I'll tease that.
I'll tease that.
Get back into
that. Stay listening.
And the feminist one. Yeah, I'm writing some jokes, but feminism's like.
Like
a
honestly,
thing to
like, what is
right
it?
Now.
Like, am I it?
You are it. The confusion, I think, with it is that people think feminism is like, put your baby down and learn to fix a car, you dumb bitch. It's like, no.
Learn to change a tire,
come
you
on,
hussy.
Get on your hands and knees.
I never need a man to
get
take
calluses
care of it.
On your fingers. But like, it's just that men and women are of the same value. I actually right. learned that last episode. I had the woman who created Bust magazine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Marcel Karp.
As I've been trying to like get my videos on blogs and stuff, I find that like it's not like hardcore rap music enough to get on like the big music sites, but then it's not quite like feminist enough to get on like the lady
Jezebel?
Sites, like the Busts and like the
really
yeah
because because it's your own brand of feminism.
I guess,
but I think but here's
and
the
I'm
thing.
Like, am I? I'm just doing what I want to do, so I guess.
I think that there will be a shift. I think we are the tastemakers.
Oh my God.
And I think our instincts as like thinking artists right now
right.
is that we are, yeah, you kind of tap into this. For me, I think it's like a more moderate and evolved way of thinking about gender and sexuality and what we want as feminine. Like any, maybe I got a little willy-nilly. I think I got pretty, at the end I was like, I'll take all of these topics. I'll be the hero of them all. But really, when it comes to feminism, what I'm trying to say is there is a camp of people that are like, don't look at me, don't talk to me, and don't wink at me. And it's like, bitch, get off our fucking brand.
I feel like people are listening way too much to my ideas and not looking enough at my ass.
There we go.
Is that a new wave of feminism?
Yes. See, now I need not a boo sound effect, but you told me to only have a boo.
Tom-tom?
Yeah, that's people banging their head after looking at your ass and going
crazy. No, I don't know if that's a wave of feminism, nor is that really what I believe, but I just think it's funny to say.
Yeah, it is pretty funny to say.
I'm like, please stop listening
no,
to me.
Dude,
honestly,
you
you're
shifted.
Taking me way too... This is fourth wave feminism. This is what it is. It's like,
okay.
Please stop listening to me. No. I'm going to get in trouble here, aren't I?
No. Please tell me.
Okay.
Because this is actually...
this is not a thought out thought.
We circle around this actually probably every episode.
You're listening way too much to my ideas and mm-hmm. not looking enough at my small titties.
Yeah, get to the titties, please.
Modest titties.
I've been having some fun sometimes like doing flirtatious Jalice on stage. And it's pretty fun to do, to like imply some sexuality. Because like that's what you were just saying is like, yeah, I want people to be fucking turned on too, right?
Well, I'm trying to sell records.
Yeah, but really,
but
isn't
then I'm
that
also
fun
not.
To kind
I mean,
of
but,
make...
Then like, look how I dress. I'm not like...
No,
I'm
you're everything.
Like, I'm just chilling.
You're chilling.
Know,
you're
I'm
everything.
Just...
You're not to be studied. You're just you.
I'm not
and that's
to be
what,
studied.
But that's... Well, that's
unless
what you're
you want to start
you're...
a college class on me. In which case, I would love to be studied.
I have a BA in Lil Frex. With a minor in Lil Frex, Lil Tits.
I run the little itty bitty titty committee. And when I blow up, I'm taking all my bitches with me.
Yes! okay, here we go. I'll get
I always wanted to end my life as like a college professor.
You the what is that?
I always wanted to like at the end of my life, I want to be like a college professor who's just like comes
yeah.
in, like the hands the papers back. They all smell like cigars. They're not really graded.
Yeah.
I more just like wrote like
people just want to be in your presence, and then you
right,
just spout
I just, like,
all
say
of the legends
just
of your,
crazy
life,
shit.
Of your life. Like,
but the time I fucked Drake and everything else,
oh my
that never
God.
Happened yet, but that is my dream.
Oh my God, mine too, dude! Dude, mine too!
Did you ever run into him in Canada?
No, but I made up a rumor that I did, and it was pretty psychotic, but I liked him so much that I sort of, like, implied that I did know him, but
right.
that was very psychotic of me, and I get it, but how can you
it's
not
fine.
When everybody knows you come from Toronto, and we probably were at the same parties, we both worked in TV, and Canadian TV,
right.
same network, sort of, like, I'm sure
right.
I just didn't know to have my eyes on him.
Right.
He's everything
I
that I need.
Eyes on you.
I'm gonna just, like... get into this.
You
Drake
see him
song
making
soon.
Out with Madonna.
Yeah, what do you think about that
reaction? I'm writing
a new
Madonna song. It's called "I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up." It's gonna be a hit.
What do you think about Madonna's? Oh my God, Madonna's getting so much.
Nobody
I guess...
knows less about Madonna than me.
Okay, good. But like, what do you think
I'm
about
not
the kiss?
Sure any of the
I guess
songs
he like wasn't
that.
Lakewood means rewind.
Look. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy. They trying to take away from a nigga, fucking with a kid and pray for your nigga.
I mean, he's so good.
He's so good.
Is that one of your faves?
That's one of my faves. I actually, I love the new tape.
Yeah.
Not that anybody cares what I think about it, but I just want to say that I love it.
No, I love it too. There's
it was
some...
like Christmas morning, the morning that I woke up and it had come out overnight.
And it's like Drake's got so many things to say to me.
I know.
With such a good amount of emotion and like, what do you say? Andrew, just speak up like a
oh,
man
I'm sorry.
Should.
Sorry. Have you missed everything I've said so far?
I love you.
No, I can catch
that. Okay. Yeah, we have zero of your responses.
It's just you talking to yourself at this point. This is how close.
It's just a where's
this
Chester?
Feels too close. I'm touching it.
Yeah, you don't have to touch it because, to be honest, you'll have bee lips to the dragon mouths of several weird comedians. Not my guess, but there are other people who record here.
Oh, God. I have to quit smoking.
Yeah, quit smoking, dude.
Have you quit smoking in your life?
Well, I never smoke cigarettes.
Okay, well, then you're a leg up.
I'm a leg up because
I
want to
saying
be-
you're a leg up? No, you have a leg up. I don't know. I don't know words.
Into that cigarette routine. My wife like quit for a long time, and now like anytime anyone's smoking, she's smoking, and it's like, perfect. I love it. It's so great for me and my investment in you. No, thank you.
I can't wait to be a widow.
Yeah. I mean, but I can't be controlling about it. So that's a hard thing for me because I'm pretty controlling.
Like, girl, you smell like ass.
What'd you say?
You just tell her she smells like shit. That's my big thing.
If that was like the magical thing that solved all issues in my marriage. Hey, babe, listen.
I got to be honest
like
with you. Love you. Smell like shit.
Yeah, that one's just like a other thing. Okay, anyway, we were
I'm
deep
happy.
Into feminism, I think.
Okay, let's get back on it. I would
yeah,
love to
because
know more about it.
I get that it's also a topic that it's like everybody's talking about, but at the same time, like it's in everyone's zeitgeist for a reason because there are, and I think that people like you, and I'm going to include me in it, are kind of speaking to that other way of thinking, which is like, how about we just work hard?
Right.
Know that there's, yeah, glass ceiling for sure, talk about shit for right. sure, but definitely be doing something rather than just being like, hey! I don't know. I mean, I did. So I've talked about it on the podcast before, but I did this. Not that this was an impression of those people, but I did a panel, an all women's comedy. What was it called? Yeah, it was a weekend of. It's called a conference type thing. Yeah. Cool comics, great lineup of comedy and whatever. And then when it came to the panel, there was this divide and this sort of anger I felt from people on one side of like the idea of feminism that were angry. They were like, why are you not angry? And like, these are the stats. And it's like, bitch, we've also come far. Like, you know, it's like never being able to climb a mountain and then getting up like pretty far on the mountain and noticing that people are like higher up on the mountain. But like literally you were not able to climb. If you climbed before, people would be like, witch, burn her. And then you're like standing up there instead of looking at the view and seeing how you're going to fucking climb. You're like, what? We are lower. And that's the case for all of them in
Why
terms of
yeah.
minorities.
I mean,
not that females are minorities. You get my point.
You remind me of something my friend Leslie says. She's like, you don't have to shoot yourself in the foot before you climb the mountain. You can just go. And I don't know actually how that applies here, except for that
I love the mountain.
I'm like, you just like, let's just get all mountain analogies now.
All mountain,
climb everyone.
No, but that makes sense.
But the fact that I'm even like rapping and that anybody at all is even listening is like a good sign.
Yeah. And also, I want to invest in you. Like,
I need some investors. Like, I need some money. I need,
I mean,
some
not money wise, but like I'm calling it like right here. We'll play this track. We'll play this track. This podcast is one smooth track, but we'll play this again. I'm saying 3 years. 3 years. People will be like, "Oh, so how'd you book her?" And I'll be like, 5 G's, bitch. 5 G's.
He's trying to get fucked like women in showbiz. I'm trying to rise up and get past all the bullshit. Drop my eyes up and kick it by the ocean. Oh shit, this is my moment. Been waiting to hold it. Now I run like I stole it. Motherfucker, you could put this tape in your pipe and smoke it. Feminist king, you better go in. Real men eat pussy.
Okay. Fuck boys give roses.
I mean, that's gonna be a T-shirt. If so, okay, so that's, I haven't put this empire music out yet. But if I see one fucking T-shirt on the L train,
yeah, no,
my
don't
hook
even give
before
them the, don't even
it just
give
was
them
on the podcast.
Idea.
We just don't gave them the idea. Them the oh, sorry.
I love that your main concern this whole podcast is like, this is gonna be a $1 million story, but my stepbrother was my crush.
My whole thing when I get out of
walk
bed
out
is
of the studio and there's like 9 movies produced based on your childhood.
It's like actually nobody gives a fuck about anything. That
everybody's
you're
wearing tankinis.
That's
hats.
A real men eat pussy.
Fuck boys.
There's keychains.
Give roses.
Thank you for bringing up tankinis. I forgot about them. I forgot that I don't
them.
Always have to wear a bikini. I could wear a tankini. I
you
forget that there is like
tankini.
A middle ground.
If you want the real tan lines, you wear a tankini like a real woman. Tankini Tuesdays, if an office had would you rather not use your cell phone for a year or work 2 days a week for that year at an office where they had Tankini Tuesdays?
I would.
On Tuesdays.
I would absolutely participate in Tankini Tuesdays.
I feel like I'd have to work on my bod. Although yeah. The tankini was designed, you would think
it was
like
designed to not
hide.
Work on your butt.
Exactly, but actually, if you think about the physics of it,
right,
your butt, like for me, my gut is like below the discretion
right.
point.
Right, right, right.
So it would only actually be squeezing out my lower fat.
Right. Now that's interesting that you bring that up,
Andrew. What do you think?
I'm actually gonna unbutton the top button of my jeans as we sit here right now. I'm
unbutton
really
them. What do you? Yeah, Andrew's.
I don't
so want to
brag, but
he
I did some.
Understands.
Core
sorry,
flow
sorry
yoga.
Sorry about that.
What is Andrew's?
I just felt like I was mean. I was like asking Andrew's opinion about tankinis, and then rather than let him say it, I was like, Andrew's so thin. Like, who cares? And then
skinny,
that's just like bad
bitch.
Personality.
Skinny bitch.
Skinny bitch.
Honestly, to be honest with you, no offense to anyone, but it's really good coffee.
Is it? What? That's really good coffee, you said?
I don't know.
Listen,
this
no,
is my
no
new favorite
to
bit.
Anyone.
This is my new favorite bit where you start off like, honestly, to be honest with you, no offense to anyone, you say something totally pedestrian. This coffee's
stop
amazing.
Sign.
Honestly, to be honest with you, no offense to anyone, but there's a stop sign right there. Please stop.
That's double pedestrian. Okay, so then what? When did you? What the fuck?
What was that?
Oh my god!
Technology is crazy. I talked to two people on one cell phone yesterday. That was crazy. That blew my mind.
Two peeps on one cell.
Apparently, it's called a conference call. I don't know. I was I was bedazzled by it. Bedazzled my mind.
That was yesterday, which was Thursday, TBT.
Oh yeah, that's when I was purchasing Ethical Slut on Amazon.com thinking that it was like a new book.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that shit to come.
Have you read oh no, it hasn't come to your house, so there's no questions to ask about Ethical Slut. Other than one question that I have about when you started music. Cool, turn to the right. Cool, turn to the tracks. Ew, why am I fucking holding this mic so tenderly? I always forget it's gross. She loved that pain. How did you start to do it?
Well, I was a PA on a show, and I got...
What show?
On The Good Wife.
Really?
Yeah. And...
Fuck yeah.
And me and my friend Self, who's also a PA there, we got kind of like... We just started like making this joke song called Row That Boat. And I don't know, we were just like, we should record this. And then just like one thing led to another. And then I went into the studio and we recorded it. And then I was like, this is the only thing I've ever loved in my life. I call bullshit on everything else.
Yes.
Everything else can suck my dick
so
at this point.
Fuck yeah.
And then it took, and then I didn't really do anything. And then I made the song Dancing on the D. And then.
Which is so fun.
And then I like embarrass my whole family, you know, things like that.
Because you have stuff online, you get a lot of cool stuff online.
It's your life, I guess.
Whoa! Yes.
My dad actually surprisingly is very cool, and I'm like, you should not be this cool about things I'm saying, but he's like, whatever, just make sure you submit your lyrics to the Library of Congress. I'm like, you're so old, it's not even a thing people
Wait,
do.
You submit your what?
I don't know. He's like, your you gotta copyright to this, you gotta like submit this to the Library of Congress. And I'm like,
I think that might be a real thing.
Oh, it is?
I think that might be a
I've been blowing him off, calling him like old and stupid, so.
No, but like you need to own your, you're funny because your number one MO is like, don't steal my shit, it's licensed. But then, yeah. So your mom doesn't get it.
No,
yet.
Everybody gets
no
it.
No one's gonna get it till you're rich.
Right. Nobody's gonna get it till no everybody has a house. Till everybody has a house.
Yeah. Till everyone gets a house.
So they'll get it one day, though.
How rich do you want to be?
I want to be rich enough that I can have a stylist. That's my first order of business.
You wife is a wardrobe stylist. Okay, if you want to just get a cool
chat. I need to be rich enough to hire your wife to tell me what to wear. Because I feel like I'm really floundering in my cozies.
Oh,
I'll never make it at this rate.
Listen, after this, I'm going to connect you. Because
she loves a project.
She would no, not really. Like, everyone wants her. It's like a thing. I don't know
if it happens. Are you married to Rachel Zoe? I know you don't want to get into it. I don't want to poke you too far. But
yes, I am. I'm married. My wife's name is Shauna McCann. Her website's Shauna Nicole McCann. She's like just, I mean, I think basically it's put a pin on this, we'll connect you. And
okay.
She doesn't love to do, but like, I think if I show her your stuff, she'll be like, oh, this girl's awesome.
Right.
Whatever
okay,
she wants.
Cool.
Isn't that a cool part about being an artist is that there's like another part of you. Like everyone else has to be like personality. I mean, not that I always don't try so hard, but like there's a whole other thing of like, oh, you want to see my polished, cool way of making people react emotionally.
I don't even know what that means.
You know, you have a superpower. And you just discovered it via PAing on the Good Way.
I know, isn't that crazy? Like, what a crazy thing that's happened. And then, so then I made one mixtape, which is out, and it was good. It was like I was learning, and I work with this guy Kyle Raps, and we make music together, and. And then I just finished my new album, which I'm very excited about.
Yes.
And I don't know how to put it out.
Oh, shit. Are you going to look around for different ways or just
do it yourself? I mean, I'm for sure going to sell mixtapes out of my backpack. That's like a lifelong dream of mine.
But you need to put it on iTunes and then tell everyone, right?
Here's the thing about the rap game and iTunes is that I don't own the music because everything has samples in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you can't really sell it. It's more like... I don't really know. I just need like an adult to tell me what to do.
It sounds
someone
like
someone in a suit needs to take over at this point. I've made all the
stuff. It sounds like you need a really cool manager.
Right. So someone in a suit or not in a suit, any kind of leather shoes, anyone who just like has
any kind of leather shoes,
like, any kind
a
of
naked
like,
dude with like some leather shoes.
It's a crocodile shoe. I don't know. Anything.
Hey, listen, Lil Frex is not going to do this show for anything less than she leather deserves. Shoes. Look me in the penis. Look me straight in the one hole at the end of my dick. She's not coming out of her trailer then. And your trailer is the trailer that you both live in. Dragging your personal trailer to different sets, being like, she's not
coming
out.
Get out of my mixtape.
Oh, perfect fantasy world. Okay, after we talk on this podcast, I'm going to be a good connector and I'm going to look around for different. Because it seems like you kind of having a manager. What kind of managers are out there? Like, who do you want to manage you?
Can people call into this podcast? Is that a thing?
Yeah, people, if you manage.
Musicians, please.
That is a surefire way to find.
Call into this podcast.
Naked man with
our number
fluttishes.
Is 555.
No.
If your balls are out right now, please call into this podcast. 10% has your name on it.
We're going to leave the studio. There's going to be people wearing all of your lyrics on their t-shirts.
There's going to be tankinis.
There's going to be movie posters for your childhood movie. And there's going to be seven men lined up, all with their different paperwork. They're all, their biggest claim for every one of them, like, tries to show off, but, like, we'll get you straight into the Library of Congress. will get you.
You're gonna make your father's dreams come true. We're gonna get you. You're gonna get you to the Library of Congress.
You tell me, but I got postage. If you got lyrics.
I got stamps. You got lyrics.
And then they lick the stamp with their ball sweat to put it on the envelope. Is that even a thing to do?
Oh, this is like a dream scenario. God, please let this happen.
Oh, God.
Yep.
That's the sound effect. To say, moving on past that wonderful fantasy that we'll never actually let go of in our minds. Yeah, yes, but who is a, do you have a friend that has a manager that you're like, that's a good manager? I really like my manager. I don't know if she would do a music one, but like,
have your manager please call in the studio.
Have my manager call in the studio. Safer.
I don't know. It's amazing how far I've gotten knowing almost nothing. Okay. I'm just kind of like,
yeah. And then, it's so funny because, I mean, not so funny, but that's an interesting and like a very blessed thing, not to bring the Lord Jesus Christ.
Not that I haven't fucked up a ton. I've like fucked up a ton of stuff, but.
I'm sure, because you wouldn't be as good as you are if you hadn't. Because
I'm not asking questions and I'm not Googling what I should be Googling.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything, unfortunately. About
so
the biz.
So you don't know other hip hop people that have sort of some sort of guidance?
Not
like,
really.
What are you? Just some little prodigy? Where did you come from?
What other songs you got on there? Let's see. I don't know where I came from. Another planet sometimes it feels like.
Yeah. Do you always feel like you were always other planeting?
Yeah.
Always, like in school, you were always like a little different. But you weren't writing lyrics or anything in your mind. You were just being psycho.
I was just being psycho. I was like busy getting like kicked out of like Sunday school at Unitarian Church. Like, do you know how hard it is to get kicked out of Sunday school at Unitarian Church? They're literally the most loving, accepting people on the planet, and they're like, "You actually can't be here. You cannot be here anymore." And I'm like, "Real men eat pussy." They're like, "You're 7. Get out."
Unitarian church. Yeah, they
I was like, fine, I'm gonna take this bag of pretzels and go watch the History Channel for 7 hours and I'm not talking to anybody.
And you're 7 and all you're wearing is leather shoes and a strap on. Okay, so maybe that was a little bit weird, but
all right.
Basically, you were doing psycho things till you PA. How long ago was the PA situation, good way?
Well, I'm like still kind of a PA.
Oh, dope. I mean, like, that's a good
like,
side.
Yeah, I mean, I was the IP there for like on and off for a couple of years, and then 2 years like for full seasons, and then I did some other things, and then I went back, and I went and I was just there like last week.
So you've been doing
like directing, assisting the director.
Cool. Do you want to direct?
I don't know.
I like directing. Sounds
directing
good to me.
Is cool.
Yeah.
I like being like, let's turn the room around.
I feel like the same way, like with the same sentiment of real, real men eat pussy, fuck boy give roses. As you grow up, real men direct, like run the set.
And fuck boys.
Fuck boys are like getting their makeup done, and the makeup artist is like, everything you say is hilarious.
And it's like, okay, well, just let's all keep in mind that like we're playing make believe. We're adults playing make believe for a living.
And let's all keep in mind that like as long as you're in a good mood and we get your lines out, then we can move on and pack up. But once we pack up the set, like I don't need to. Maybe I'll invest a couple more chuckles, but I'm going home. That was just a commentary on life on set and being in the makeup chair.
Set life.
Set life. Hashtag set life. So directing, you're not so sure about direct. You're like, I'm a rapper.
I want to be a fucking rap star.
Rap star.
I want to be famous enough that I'm famous and my mom has a house, but not so famous that people try to destroy me every day when I wake up in the morning. And
but you know what? Miley is doing so funny things with that. Yesterday, she Instagrammed a picture of her body like at a rock concert, maybe like popping out of a hole in the stage, sort of like cut out of that scenario and put in Lindsay Lohan's mouth on like a bad paparazzi shot. So the background is like a giant Lindsay Lohan's face who's like hungover, like wasted with her mouth open. And Miley is like, like she's like making fun of it, you know.
I can't even picture what you just described. I was with it for a second, and then I was like,
You can't picture it either?
I have no idea what you just said. Honestly, I blacked out what you were talking.
So imagine a headshot, except instead of a headshot, imagine that it's just like zoomed into Lindsay Lohan's face on like a tabloid type night where Lindsay Lohan's not doing well.
Sure.
Eyes back, like mouth kind of open. I hope, hopefully better, because it's kind of mean that Miley's making fun of her, but still, right. I think it's like a funny commentary of like, yeah, this is who the media paints me to be too, but now here I am coming out of Lindsay Lohan's mouth. It's like photoshopped, so she's like full, Miley's like full body, like, you know what I mean? Right. Like that attitude. Uh-huh. Like, fence. Cool.
It's cool.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Like coming out of her mouth.
Coming out of her mouth. Yeah. You got to follow Miley on Instagram. Like, otherwise you're losing a little bit. You wouldn't have this cool.
I never know who to follow on Instagram. Instagram's so stressful. You know what's stressful is Twitter.
Twitter?
Stressful.
Twitter's, yeah, I'm so weird and sporadic with Twitter. I'll like get into tweeting for a day and I'll be like, wow, Sabrina's got 19 things to say in a minute. And then I'll be gone.
And I'm like, nobody cares
years.
What I say.
Then for 3 years.
I'm going to take a nap. Yeah.
It's just, you got to be in, I mean, Aparna Nancherla has, I think, the best Twitter feed. Her handle is Aparnapkin, APARNAPKIN. And I was asking her about it the other day. She was like, yeah, like, it's not, I invented my Twitter name before I knew what Twitter would be. So it's this ridiculous. Lisa Traeger's is Glitter Cheese. That's a ridiculous one too.
Glitter Cheese is pretty
Mine
good.
Is Sabrina Jalise. What's yours?
Lil Frex with 3 X's. Cause like 2 X's was taken.
3 X's.
And 1 X's is corny. So.
1 X's is corny.
No, it's the other way around. Like 1 X was taken and then like and 2 is corny. So I decided to do 3.
Yeah. No, that I follow the logic. So, okay. What have we figured out? We figured out some great things about feminism. We figured out
that
you need like a man, like not a man.
I need
but,
a
like,
man.
A man, but my wife, my manager. I mean, everything.
If I need
Freudian
a man,
now.
Or if I'm desperate, I don't know, man. I just want to buy a double D and have my breast fit. I just want to be somebody. I just want to be somebody's best friend.
Yes. Come on, sound effects. I don't have one sheer sound effects.
What sound effects program are you using?
I'm using
iMovies. You can for sure find something better.
I know. You don't even
probably
know.
Probably with like minimal research, you could find something exponentially better than what you have.
Easy on my ego. My ego's little and I'm going to call my mom now. I'm going to call her.
Oh, are we both going to call your mom?
Yeah, I'm going to call her on speaker.
Great. Looking forward to speaking with her. What's her name?
Her name's Ursula.
Okay.
You're just going to have to sort of shout so that the mic here. There's also a better way to do this, but sometimes it's just nice to do the bare minimum.
What's her name? Ursula?
Ursula, yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, so classic. She's Swiss. The reason really? We look at like this is Pakistan. my dad is from Pakistan.
Hello?
Ursula Fry, you
Ursula!
Are the next contestant on my sexy podcast.
Tina.
Yeah.
Tina, are you here?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, because I was on the other line, and sometimes when I try to pick up the line, I lose the people. Okay, that's good. I didn't lose you. Yeah.
Yes, Mom.
What's up, Ursula?
Hello, how are you?
How are you doing?
Good, good.
More importantly, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing, Mom?
What am I doing? I'm just warming up the food for Samir. He's supposed to come and have lunch here.
Are you in Manhattan? Can we come?
No, my mom, girl, this girl is in Toronto, nestled up in North
right,
York, Toronto.
I forgot about the Canada thing.
Anyways, your brother's coming for lunch, Bina.
That's
made him
nice.
A grade and I'm warming up the food.
That sounds
that's
great. And like all the perks that I don't get because I moved to the big city to make it as a show pony.
That's not my problem, right?
What is it? Yeah,
that's
but like,
not my problem, Bina.
Would you want me to move back to Toronto if you could have me move back? Don't you think I'd be a little depressed?
I wouldn't mind. Honestly speaking, wouldn't mind to have you closer, but
honestly speaking, I wouldn't.
Honestly,
mind.
To be honest with you, I don't mind you. I don't hate you.
We do have to accept. I mean, you've had to accept a lot of things along the way: mushroom cuts, wives.
For 30 years, I
had
to accept so many things.
30 years, man. I'm turning 30
almost.
This Sunday.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
How do you feel about that, Bina? How do you feel about that?
Well, you feel like it's all over or it's all just beginning?
I feel like it's about time.
Right.
And it's also, I think we all feel like kids and we all feel like adults and we all have this like weird I actually always tell the story that my mom told me when I was younger, when people ask me about age. Because there is this thing of when you turn 30, like, oh, how's it going? Are you going to deal with it? And it's like, bitch, what are you talking about?
I'm so excited to not be in my 20s. What a mess.
I mean, it's just like so silly. Like, I only get better at what I'm doing. I get better, cooler friends. Like, I keep on upgrading friends. But like, you know, your life gets, hopefully, if you're working on things, you know, 4 years ago, you didn't rap, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I had no purpose.
So you just like, you collect years and they're good things. So anyway, the story is, I was with you, Mom. Do you remember the story? When you told me about age? So we were in the car and I was saying, I think I was turning 20 and I was like, you know, Mom, I think I'm going to have a hard time like getting older. And she was like, oh yeah, you will. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, well, if you're already thinking that way, then obviously you will. So that was a good lesson.
Age is such a relative thing anyways. When you're 20, you think 30 is old. When you're 30, you think 40 is old. When you're 50, blah, 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 and so on. When I think about myself, I'm 62 now, I don't really think of myself being 62. When I look in the mirror, I can see my mother and I can see that I'm 62, but I don't really feel like 62.
What do you feel?
I'm shifting up. I don't know. I don't give myself an age.
But if you could put it on a range, do you feel like maybe 40s? Because I definitely don't feel like I'm 8, but I don't.
40 and 50. I mean, okay, fine. There are certain things like, you know, you get maybe a little bit more tired. You don't have the stamina. But that also has to do with maybe not keeping in the best shape you could, you know. I mean,
things start falling a little bit.
60 and they're like in great shape, running marathons and stuff.
I mean,
like that,
calm down. Right? Sit the fuck down. You're 60. You know, stop running 100 miles.
You know, what you want, you know, to be. And I think we know a lot more about health. And I think health is the most important thing because you cannot buy health. You know, you cannot change it. I mean, you can be unlucky and get some kind of a disease and it's not your fault. But a lot of things, you are in your hands, you know. And the funny thing is too, you know, like when you're a child, you always wish you would be older, right? And then when you're older, you would like to be younger, you know?
Yeah, I think
moral of the story is we're wasting our lives wishing something else was happening.
So stop. The moral of the story is stop wasting your life wishing for something that's not you and just embrace what you're doing and be healthy.
Yeah. Right.
What you're doing is your age. Embrace what you're doing.
A lot of people who are, you know, around 60 or whatever, or 50, they're saying it's the best time of their life. You know, they're more mature. You don't worry about
they're probably lying, but
anymore. Like you're kind of more, you're comfortable with yourself. You're comfortable.
No, and you've got some more money. You've got more money. Your kids are maybe grown up. You've like, you get the life experience of like having raised kids and then having some grandkids, hopefully, maybe.
Right.
Mom, surprise! Yeah. We're having twins!
I was looking up a few things on the internet when you told me maybe we could talk about age and, you know.
Mom, you're never supposed to reveal that there's any pre-production. Because if we let them know there's pre-production.
This whole thing is a fucking farce. Yeah. I can't believe I showed up for this.
Huh?
You don't get older. Yes, you don't get older, you get better.
You don't get older, you get better.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
You know how
it's gonna be a hit Madonna song.
George Burns, I don't know how old he was. He was quite old when he passed away. He said you can't help getting older, but you don't have to get old.
Okay. So don't get crotchety. Get rockety.
Huh? That's right.
Okay, Mom, you have been an absolute pleasure and a delight.
Yeah, okay, same with you too.
Bye, Ursula.
Go back to work.
I love you.
Go back to work.
Love you. Do you believe in us?
Yes, I believe you because I really think that you're comfortable in your skin. That's the thing. You know, you have to be comfortable in your skin, and then I think age doesn't really matter that much. Really, it's how you feel.
Yeah,
you know?
Truly.
If you feel old and, you know, run down, that's how you are. You know, if you feel full of energy, that's how you are, you know. Right?
Yes, sir.
That's a good one.
People right now, you know.
You're what?
I mean, I'm helping an 87-year-old.
My mom's whole social circle is like in late 80s, early 90s. She got a fetish.
She just wants to be the baby wherever she goes.
I said you have to do, you know, like certain things I can't do for her. I cannot go through her personal papers and see what can be thrown out. So the other evening I went over there expecting her that she did some stuff. And what did she do? She made some jam during the day.
She made jam. She made jam instead of doing the appointed homework that my mom gave her. What a dummy. Lalu. Okay, mom. I mean, she'd be happy for the shout out. If I was 87 making jam during the day and I heard someone shout me out during a podcast, I'd be like,
God,
I am the best. Okay, mommy, I love you.
Bye, Ursula.
Okay, love you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
God, she's so good.
I love her.
Yeah, so basically, I generally care is to call her, and I want to talk to her every podcast. She always has like cool stuff to
say. Dropping gems.
And she's just, you know, she's my mom.
Yeah.
But she wants topics before.
Right.
But the cute thing is that she sometimes, like, you know, will have like good quotes and shit. Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
It's like, wow, I didn't look anything up. I just knew all of these Eleanor Roosevelt quotes, like, off the top. Yeah. I didn't look any of this up.
You know, as George Burns said.
As Joan Didion once said. This is this rapper Flapjack. Start right here.
Flapjack.
I'm like almost too old to rap at this point, but your mother just inspired me to keep going.
I mean, do you really feel that way?
Well, it's very much like a very young person's game.
How old you is?
I'm 27.
Yeah, like, this is ridiculous. Everybody stop it. Here's the thing.
Okay, don't yell at me, please.
No, just here's the fucking
thing. No, here's the thing. Everyone who's rapping is like 22.
Okay, that's fine. There's just like that. I think that
luckily
that also.
Luckily, I look 12.
And that's why I thought that I would have a hard time getting older, because when I was younger, I was 16, and I was like, oh, wow, like, look at this little 16-year-old. For her age, she's doing. I got like youngest person to blah, blah, blah. And really, that's just one brand of an interesting media slant type thing. You know, it's one brand of, like, young people are or not even media. That is just one context. Everybody loves, beyond the art, people want to love the artist.
Right.
And knowing the context of, you are this young child that was immediately, like, all the implications, you were immediately drawn to this art form.
Right.
You're doing pretty, I mean, like, you could only have been doing it for so long, and for that, you're doing pretty. That's one cool way to arrive. But actually, I was talking to my friend Nikki Glazer, also a comic who started young, about it. And she was like, I think this is a while ago, but she was talking about getting older, and she's like, yeah, like, but now we're real comics. Now it's not like, it's not this novelty that we're kids, there, which you could always call out when we're younger. Now it's like, no, we're women and we do this.
Yeah, we're actually good at this shit.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, okay.
It's beautiful, man.
Is there anything that I should have gotten out of the Fat Baby Pentagon?
I mean, we could talk for like 3 more hours, but you know what? Show's over.
Lil Frex, where can anyone see you?
May 19th.
May 19th is actually,
show.
Yeah, so Lisa Traeger and I are doing How Many Questions Live, maybe under a new name, DTF, because we're doing our pilot with Comedy Central.
You say down to fuck? Okay, sorry.
Comedy Central's digital department, so let's just leave it there. Let's be honest.
I used to talk so much shit about the internet, and now I just, like, all I want to do is be on it.
Yeah.
I was like, the internet, please. I want to do real shit. And now I'm like, please, somebody just let me be on the internet.
Just open the velvet
Anybody
rope.
Just give me a blog, please.
Give me a blog. Okay, so, I mean, everybody heard, though, Lil Frex is on the market. I'm going to be a broker for you. I'm not going to let you go with any willy-nilly dick. The biggest dick with the leatherest shoes. Thank
the
you.
The biggest dick wins.
The biggest dick with the leatherest shoes. Good night.
You cannot be here anymore. And I'm like, real men eat pussy. They're like, you're 7. Get out.
And I'll go fooling around and chasing old mistakes.